Unfrith spoke, Ecglaf's son, who sat at Hrothgar's feet, spoke harshly and sharp, vexed by Beowulf's adventure, by their visitor's courage, and angry that anyone in Denmark or anywhere on earth had ever acquired glory and fame greater than his own. You're Beowulf, are you? The same boastful fool who fought a swimming match with Breca, both of you daring and young and proud, exploring the deepest seas, risking your lives for no reason but the danger? Oh, older and wiser heads warned you not to, but no one could check such pride. With Breca at your side, you swam along the sea paths, your swift-moving hands pulling you over the ocean's face. Then winter churned through the water, the waves ran you as they willed, and you struggled 7 long nights to survive. And at the end, victory was his, not yours. The sea carried him close to his home, the southern Norway, near the landing of the Brondings, where he ruled and was loved, where his treasure was piled and his strength protected, his towns and his people. He'd promised to outswim you, Botsen's son, made that boast ring true. You've been lucky in your battles, Beowulf, but I think your luck may change if you challenge Grendel, staying a whole night through in this hall, waiting where that fiercest of demons can find you. Beowulf answered, Edethgo's great son, Ah, Unferth, my friend, your face is hot with ale, and your tongue has tried to tell us about Breca's doing. But the truth is simple. No man swims in the sea as I can. No strength is as a match for mine. As boys Breca and I had boasted, we were both too young to know better, that we'd risk our lives far out at sea. And so we did. Each of us carried a naked sword, prepared for whales or the swift, sharp teeth and beaks of needlefish. He could never leave me behind, swim faster across the waves than I could, and I had chosen to remain close to his side. I remained near him for 5 long nights until a flood swept us apart. The frozen sea surged around me. It grew dark. The wind turned bitter, blowing. From the north, and the waves were savage. Creatures who sleep deep in the sea were stirred into life. And the iron-hammered links of my mail shirt, these shining bits of metal woven across my breast, saved me from death. A monster seized me, drew me swiftly towards the bottom, swimming with its claws tight in my flesh. But fate let me find its heart with my sword, hack myself free. I fought that beast's last battle, left it floating lifeless in the sea.